You're listening to SBS News.
Violence within Australia's schooling system directed at principals has been labelled as out of control by a new national study. The Australian Principal Occupational Health, Safety and Wellbeing Survey found that 1 in 3 school principals nationally were physically attacked last year, and almost half reported being threatened with violence. The study surveyed more than 2,300 Australian principals, with the results revealing threatening comments were as likely to come from parents as they were students. Retiring principal Annie Mears is all too familiar with the violence that comes with the job. She says more than once she was physically attacked because of her role as a school principal.
Personally, I've been hit, punched, kicked, shirt-fronted variously by students and a couple of parents only. And increasingly, there's a readiness to expect that that's okay. And it's not.
After 17 years serving the community as a primary school principal, Miss Mears is looking forward to retirement. She says while she would do it all over again, violence within the role needs to be stopped, as principals are just trying to create a prosperous learning environment for children.
Our primary goal is to keep the community safe, to keep the children safe, to keep the teachers safe, to keep the learning environment safe, and ourselves. And when there's violence in schools, that compromises that, and we put all of our energy to that. And it can be traumatic.
The report shows violence directed towards Australian school principals is increasing. Lead researcher, Australian Catholic University Professor Philip Riley, says since they began their research, violence has jumped from 27% in 2011 to 37% in 2018. He says the diversity of attacks shocked him.
Really, we have the full range from very mild threats right through to I've got a gun and I'm going to use it, or following people home in their cars, turning the lights off on lonely country roads. So we've got the full range, and of course women are far more vulnerable here because males can do the intimidatory, I'm much bigger than you and can really hurt you.
Nationally, 40% of female principals reported being assaulted, compared to 32% of male principals. While government-funded primary schools were revealed as having the highest number of threats of violence at 49%. Australian Primary Principals Association President Malcolm Elliott says these statistics need to change.
The issues that we've got, though, are really about community attitudes, and we believe that this is a social and cultural issue for the whole of Australia. We know that police and other service personnel are often abused and mistreated by members of the public. And similarly, the same thing's happening now in schools.
The report's author, Professor Riley, is hopeful the new statistics will help spark nationwide change. He says the answer may be to re-evaluate management of the education system.
I think it is a national crisis, and I think we need to have a really deep rethink about how we approach this. My recommendation really is to take the heat politically out of education and have a governance structure similar to the Reserve Bank, where we have a powerful institution that stands parallel to government but fiercely independent of it.
The Education Minister, Dan Tehan, says the government is prioritising improving the respect shown to teachers and principals. He says they are working hard to ensure all school staff feel safe in their working environment. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.